I want to go to trainer Mick Price down in Melbourne now. Morning to you, Mick.
Hey, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. Excellent. Few things to cover with you, mate. I had you on a couple of weeks ago, and then the next day I saw you in the paper with Lankan Rupee. The horse is back in work with you.
He has done some rehabilitation on the treadmill. He's back trotting, cantering. Actually going to run some even time on the public track tomorrow morning if it's all right. Horse is bright and bouncy and banging away. Look, he'd done his time. He'd actually done a month more for the high suspensory sort of type injury that he had, which was a bit frustrating because, you know, he had a long rehab period. He was perfect everywhere and then tweaked a little high suspensory. So, anyway, he's back. He's happy. He's sound. And it's too early to have him in and keep him in, but he's due to sort of continue on trot and canter and, you know, get the belly off him and just keep him a bit conditioned up. So we'll do that. And then I haven't plotted a course, but certainly the Everest would be part of what we want to do with him, that's for sure.
Okay, so the Everest is in your thoughts. Have you investigated the slot, or are you just going to wait and see?
No, well, there's 12 of them there, isn't there?
Yeah. If the horse is going well enough, someone probably, you know, the deals can be done.
Well, it's a whole new concept, isn't it? So I don't know if you bought 12. If right now you bought 12 slots for 12 individual horses, it would be fairly ambitious to say those 12 horses are all going to turn up on the day.
Yeah.
So there'll be plenty of negotiating and all that sort of stuff. Something we have to get used to, I guess. But nice problem to have if you've got a horse pointing that way. But certainly that's the way I'm going to point him and work it out from there.
Okay, he's rising eight, and I fully respect what you've spelt there with the injury, and he's coming back and get the belly off and all that. But I guess you just want to see something in a gallop when he comes back for the spring. You want to see a gallop that he has still got it.
I don't think you'll know that until maybe second trial or first race or in the second race, because look, certainly the way we train him, we're not going to be saying let's go out and run the fastest half mile we can to test him. You know, that's certainly not part of training. You know, so I think he'll progress through no problem. I assume he's going to be pretty sound right the way through, and then the ultimate test will be race day. You know, because he's going to, I assume, work well, trial well. And then it's race day pressure, which tells, doesn't it?
Yeah, understand. Well, the good news is he's back to doing some trot and cantering and even time tomorrow. Adelaide, you're focusing in there. There's one on Saturday that I just thought of, that update on Netherfield. Are you looking at Melbourne or Adelaide on Saturday, Mick?
No, he's good. He scoped up clean this morning. He had a bit of tracking mucus after Gallop Tuesday, and he scoped up clean this morning, so he's on the bus to Adelaide. Try him over 2,000 metres. I mean, that's the race you want to run in if you're going to the South Australian Derby, I believe. Might catch him. That Derby might catch him. That's on the 13th of May. Might catch him a little bit short, maybe, for 2,500 metres in the conditioning. He's not a big, tough, staying type of gelding. You know, he's a little bit sort of keep fresh and train a bit light on the light side. But anyway, we'll get a guide after Saturday, D. Oliver, 2,000 metres, and see what happens.
Okay. Good future, though, just off the runs that we've seen.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
Just needed probably a bit more robust and toughness about him, and he's going to be a lovely four-year-old. That's the breed. But anyway, look, he's three-year-old against his own age group, and if he can make the South Australian Derby, that'll be great.
What about Bassett and Secret Agenda? Are they still sort of heading towards Adelaide?
They trialled on a polytrack yesterday because they've both had a bit of a breather. Secret Agenda come home from Sydney on the Sunday and went to Rockmount for a bit of R&R for a few days. So she trialled yesterday with Bassett. They finished alongside each other. D. Oliver had a sit on Bassett because he's going to ride him in the Mackay next Saturday week. 2 weeks after that is the Goodwood, so he can go there. And I don't know if D. Oliver wins on him on the 6th, what happens with Bo Mertens, but anyway, we'll work that out. But they're both going super, and the fillies and mares, the $1 million race, will be Secret Agenda. She's good.
All right, well, you've got nice team heading for Adelaide, and we'll watch for Netherfield. Off its runs, I fully respect what you're saying about May 13. It's only a short time away, but looks like the horse has got a bright future.
Yeah, it has, for sure.
Yep. What have you got? Have you got anything today at Pakenham tonight?
No, Pakenham tonight is Vibrance.
Yeah.
She's found the right race. She's fit. She'll go to the front. She may lead Jordan Grob, claim a couple of kilos. And she's our only chance at Pakenham, but she's a consistent little mare, and she won well.
All right, that's race 7, number 2 tonight at Pakenham. All right, Mick, thank you for your time this morning. We'll stay in contact with those, Bassett and Secret Agenda. They'll be running in Adelaide, and we look forward to seeing them. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mick Price there from Melbourne.